Thus, if they become repentant and vegan and fear for their life and really repent and just change to vegan, that energy will enable them to catch our energy, because it will be nearly the same energy. So they can be able to receive our help, the help from heavens and the help from myself as a Buddha. I'm not telling you this to boast to you or anything like that. I'm just telling you so that you know why I have power, okay? I'm one with God now. I mean, since long, it's just now that it's more official. Because God pushed me to tell. Anyway, don't think that I'm telling you that I'm a Buddha or one with God from my prophet. What do I get from it, huh? Just get more trouble. More people biting around me who don't do anything but want just profit, one blessing, you know, and saving power. But they don't want to do anything, just bothering me only. They don't even just eat vegan and be repentant. That's it. How much more easy to do? I'm telling you that because there are quite a few so-called Buddhas outside who are useless, just talk or cannot even talk, just being puffed up by the social media, and then become famous and enjoy that. They're doing nothing, no power, and even low level, very low level, can harm you even. But how am I going to tell anybody? Well, nobody would understand anything. They're all blind. The thing is, the people who work for the Maya, they have charming power. It's just not the real power. And if they generate some little light, some soft light, that's also for Maya. A trick, a Maya trick. In the Buddhist Sutta, Surangama Sutta, the Buddha also said it like that. They might manifest a little bit of light, but it's not true. It's not your light. It's not the real one. The master opens your third eye, then you have your own light. And sometimes it's so bright, you could not even look straight at it. Like if you come up to heaven somewhere and see the master in the beginning, if your level is still not too high, it's the light of the master. You have to sometimes kind of shield your eyes. But the light of the Maya, of the astral level, or the astral hell, is very soft, comfortable to look at even. In one of the Tibetan books, they call it Book of the Dead, they even describe that. They say if you die and you happen to see light, the soft light you avoid. And the bright light, even if it's uncomfortable, too bright, you still have to follow that light. Then you go to a higher level. If you follow the soft light, then it's not real. You go to lower level, astral level or hell level. Even in hell, they also have light because of the fire burning in there. It's not all darkness, yeah? But it's a horrible place. They punish you to no end with all kinds of horrible, painful instruments. Because you are from God. And if you do something wrong, then your conscience will manifest all these kinds of punishments for you. It's your order. The evil, the devil, cannot do anything to you if you have strong faith in God. If you keep your own purity and virtues, the whole hell cannot do anything to you. Even the king of hell cannot do anything to you. But you succumb, you're weak. You are distracted and charmed by all the material things and comforts in this world, and you give in. You sell yourself to get all that, even consciously or unconsciously. And then you work for the Maya, and you think he gives you everything. Wait until he shows his own face, real face, and you'll be punished, you'll be tortured. You'll be enslaved, and you can never get free. But all this, I tell you, seldom some humans can experience. There are some who can. Sometimes the Buddhas or God wants some people to experience hell in order to go back and tell us, write books about it, etc., you know? Or those near-death people, they also sometimes led to hell in order to know the truth of hell, and then come back and write a book or go lecture and tell people. But most people don't know anything about heaven and hell, nothing. That's why when Lord Jesus says something, nobody understood much at that time, only his handful of disciples. And Buddha, as a prince, by background, talk like that so clearly. How many people follow the Buddha? Huh? Some 10,000 maybe, when he was alive. because he stayed long. He preached for 40 years. But how many people follow him? Just some. And even some of his so-called disciples betray him and wanted to kill him, like Devadatta, many times. So imagine, who can listen to whom? At the Buddha's time, the air was still pure. The people's minds were still simple. And still they did not listen much to the Buddha. Many slander him. His own disciples follow Devadatta, for example. And at this time, we have so many more attractive material things that could even drag you into all this mundane kind of life and make you forget your own self, forget your Buddha nature, forget the Holy Spirit within you. And then you fall, and the more you fall, the lower you fall, and the less enlightened you become, and the less you remember of your great self, of your past in heaven or in the Buddha's land. And that's why our world became like this. I don't dare. You know, I wanted to talk to you a week ago. I told you already about some nice stuff. I tried to remember to tell you soon about the sun and also the trees around me and the bird people around me. But then I'm too busy, you know, working for Supreme Master Television and checking the news to give it to them to air for you, you know, for your health, for your spiritual awakening, all kinds of things I try to do. Very busy. Only at night, even sometimes to meditate. Sometimes cannot because of too much work, pressure, you know, and too much time. And the body gives in sometimes. I was working sometimes, but sometimes I don't even know that I'm gone. Lucky that I don't fall down on the... Luckily, I'm not down on the floor that often. If someday you don't see me anymore, then maybe that happened, and maybe it's not as benevolent as other times. Okay, never mind. I don't suffer anything. I mean, of course I suffer because of karma, but my spirit is strong. My heart is still full of love. My mind is still full of compassion for everyone, everything I see or not see on this planet, and for hell dwellers as well. For the victims of wars, for all the animal people who are in great pain and trouble, for everything that is not heaven on earth, or at least, humanely speaking, decent enough for people to be able to breathe, to survive. Not too many. Oh, I saw many great countries, rich, famous, powerful, still have people who are under the poverty line and don't have a house or must live in tents, plastic tents, even in the cold weather when the snow is piling up very high. And they still live in such a tent, you know. And sometimes the homeless just stay in front of the mayor's building and sleep on top of the steps in front of the gate of the mayor's office. Even humans in the great country. Rich country, powerful country, so my heart can never heal. My heart could never heal, not now. Unless this world turns into a benevolent realm and people live in the grace fully, instead of living in just dark energy and greedy and immoral standards and suffering a lot, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, psychically, psychologically as well, and spiritually, of course. Until all that's gone, I can never, my heart can never heal. So many other things we don't talk about, like baby in the womb still suffer from burning substances, burning their whole body like that, and they have done nothing wrong at all. Can you imagine you are the baby staying in the womb of the mother, and people pump medicine inside that womb, making you burn? Because the baby has grown big already. The injection cannot get rid of the baby. You have to use stronger substances, and it burns the baby alive. Imagine if it's you. Burned alive, helplessly like that. Imagine if it's you. Just imagine the animal people also is you, who are suffering in a little cage where they can't even turn around, living in filth, in poo and pee all their life. and then get murdered for you to eat their flesh on your table and yum yum with it. Huh? Imagine you are that animal person. Imagine you are that aborted baby with burning substances that burns them, burns that tender little baby until they die within 24 hours. Imagine how much suffering if you are burnt like that for 24 hours and nobody helps you. Nobody cares about you. Let you die in pain, in agony like that. Just imagine it. You don't have to go out on the street to protest or to protect children by your actions or anything. Just imagine you are that baby. That's be enough. Just try it. And those who still eat animal people, imagine you are that cow person. So strong, so powerful, but helpless. Because being so gentle, you don't even want to kill anybody. And then they come with a truck and then just scoop your baby and then put it on the backside of the truck and take your baby away from you so that the others can have veal, you know, delicacy, but delicate flesh like veal. That is the flesh of the young little calf that you're eating. You call it veal, tender veal. And then you eat the steak that's from a mother also. Imagine you are them. You are the cow mother losing your baby right in front of you and you can't do anything. People come and just kidnap your little child. Imagine you are that. You are that cow person. You are that little baby. Imagine it. That's all I ask of you. If you don't want to put down that bloody meat from the animal people, imagine, just every day you imagine when you eat your food, your bloody flesh that you call food, imagine it. That's all I ask of you. I dare you to do that. There's no need for any more preaching from anybody. But of course, I don't blame you too much. On one side, I tell you all this. But on the other side, I feel so sorry for you. I wish somebody would have taught you differently. Instead of just taking your donation, your offering, and eat big chicken, big turkey, people drinking big wine, expensive alcohol substances, stuff like that. And just tell you, okay, you know, go confess. I'll go to the church. The church is not a church, it's the butcher house. All the faithful are taught to turn the church into the butcher house and even encourage people to have abortions. Take the tax money to pay for foreign abortions even. Yeah. Nobody would imagine if you are that baby. Nobody would imagine if you are that cow person and that baby cow. I don't blame you that much. I just have to tell you all the truth, hoping that you have an ear to listen and a heart to understand.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.